Yes, indeed. We are talking about Practice Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. It's good to be back in studio. Obviously, a lot going on in the world. So we're here for some comic relief. If nothing else, if we're not actually funny, it may be hilarious how bad we are trying to be funny. We're obviously going to talk about some of the things going on around the world and in our country right now, but we really want to keep today's show as light as possible, because I don't know about you, Brad, but I am pretty worn out, my friend.
I'm exhausted.
And some good news and some, you know, some laughs with my friends here could really go a long way. It is just you and I so far in the building. We'll see if Derek shows up. Hopefully he does, because kind of relying on his humor. Oh, man. Talking about practice is on the way. Before we get started, we want to thank some of our underwriters. We are made possible by California Health Collaborative. To help protect people who smoke from the coronavirus, the California Smokers Helpline is currently offering nicotine patches while supplies last to any smoker that would like to quit. Call 1-800-NO-BUTS to participate. 1-800-NO-BUTS. I once dated a girl whose nickname should have been 1-800-NO-BUTS. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the jokes that we're supposed to expect? Are these the jokes we're expecting?
Derek, where are you? I need your help today.
If so, we are doomed.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? We're going to have a lot of fun. This is going to be a good Monday.
Yeah.
Good Monday.
Yeah, you know, we're obviously going to address some of the things going on, but we do want to have some fun before we jump into all that. So I guess with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait, I have another read.
you have another one?
I have another one.
Wow.
That's right. That's right, baby. Talking about practice is also made possible by the generous contributions of people such as yourselves and by the Forbay Aqua Center in Oroville, just minutes from Chico. They will be opening June 5th with rentals of kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, pedal boats, and more. Hours are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekly. Youth aquatic camps and monthly sailing classes for all ages are also available. Visit ForbayAquaticCenter.com for details and to sign up. Every day is a fun day at the Forbay. God, I love that slogan. That's always
every day
a fun
is
one.
A fun day at a Forbay. Wow. All
no, right. No, all no, right. It's fun. It's fun. Just don't question it. It's fun. All right, Brad? Thank you.
Are you ready for the show?
Let's get in.
We talking
so
about
what are we talking
practice.
About?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And when I say we, I mean just me and my man, Statman Brad.
A.K.A. the Game Killer.
Yay! A.K.A. Brad the Butcher.
A.K.A. the Computer Wrangler.
Move. shout out. That's a little inside joke for all our podcast listeners.
And if you're not listening to the podcast, you should be listening to the podcast.
You absolutely should be. Talking about practice. Go ahead and search for it wherever you get your podcasts. We're everywhere you want to be. Like, is that Visa or is that MasterCard?
I think it's MasterCard. It wouldn't shock me. You know what? I'll look it up, but don't hurt yourself on that.
Okay. No, I'll try not to. All right. Well.
We already have one hurt guy on this team.
Yeah. John is out with a...
Us two, I guess.
Hmm?
I guess that's two people hurt on this squad. Derek.
Oh, yeah. Derek's out with an injury. John's out with a hangover. How embarrassing for you, John. You have to miss a radio show an hour out of your day that starts at 5:30 p.m.
Hey, that's a good night at that point, or a bad night, one of the two.
I don't think it was a great night for him. I was with him most of the evening. You see me here, though, still doing my job, still being professional, feeling okay, feeling all right. John, joke. Anyway, we will get... John actually does have something funny for us, even though he's not in here. We'll get to that in a little bit. I'll actually pull that up right now so we have it loaded. Oh, man. All right, so we have some sports coming back. We have baseball potentially coming back. We have hockey definitely coming back. Soccer is already back in Bundesliga. That's cool.
And the Costa Rican League.
Yeah, can you tell we're like just struggling? Like, what do we have here? What, can we get to any football? Like, something important?
So, by the way, it was Visa.
It is Visa.
It's everywhere you want to be.
There we go.
All right, I was wrong. It's not MasterCard. It's Visa.
What was the point I was trying to make on that?
You're just saying that our podcast is everywhere you want to.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why we pay you the little bucks. Oh, man. All right. Well, we're back. Should be an interesting show. We're hoping that Derek arrives shortly, but he might be out. We'll see. I do want to start with some things that have been bugging me. So let's do that. Brad, would you mind doing me the honors of giving me a Grinds My Gears?
I can do that.
There it is. You know what really grinds my gears?
Why are phones so expensive if a puddle can destroy them?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I don't understand why iPhones and the like can be upwards of $1,200, which is a down payment on a pretty decent car. Adds rent in most of Chico, and that's about it. And you're telling me a puddle can destroy my phone? You're telling me a drop of 3 feet can destroy my phone? Why is it so expensive then? If it's so fragile, and I know what you're going to say, well, why don't you get a phone case? Well, why don't you build a phone that doesn't destroy so easily? It's so dumb.
Can I ruin this real quick?
Go ahead.
It's basically a master computer as well on your phone, so that's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, so while we're on the topic, laptops. Why are they so expensive and they could get destroyed by a little spilt wine? I'm just saying, I think it's ridiculous that Apple and other companies charge so much for these Google phones and these iPhone phones. And
iPhone phones?
iPhone phones. It's an iPhone. That's a phone, correct? Galaxies, phones, laptops, and the like.
Okay.
Can right. get destroyed by a puddle or a glass of wine. Or a spilt milk. And that is spilt milk worth crying over, my friend.
I think it'd be an Apple iPhone, not an iPhone. Apple's the company. Samsung's the company for Galaxy.
iPhone is the name of the phone.
Yeah, though. Apple. It'd be Apple iPhone. It's Apple's iPhone, not iPhone's iPhone.
Okay, but a Galaxy is a phone, correct?
Yeah.
So you could say a Samsung Galaxy phone.
I mean, I guess.
This is the dumbest argument I've had in a long time. And Lord knows, we've had some really dumb ones in here.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to get worse.
I would say it's only going downhill right now.
Yeah.
What's up, party people? How are we doing today?
Welcome. Well, yeah. You've been here the whole time.
I have, yes.
I'm glad you just decided
finally
to speak
wanted
up.
To say something. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let them ride it out, see where this goes. And it went fantastically well.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I did. I can see that. Yeah, in terms of crying over spilled milk, I like it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of tears being shed everywhere. And I, myself... I've had a very sad day myself. It's a very sad weekend myself.
Yeah.
Especially yesterday. Yesterday was tough. Obviously, the back was really hurting me this past week. Really tough. Finally made it through. I think I'm feeling okay. But yesterday was really hard for me. I came to a realization, a truth in my life that it was very hard for me to accept.
Oh, no.
And something that I've shied away from for a very long time.
I know this is going.
Oh, I don't.
Cocoa Pebbles is trash.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I hated to say it. I hate to say this
because
Cocoa Pebbles has now left my top five. And it is sunk rapidly.
Now, what made this
realization? Is it the sogginess?
The sogginess is a big factor of it because I'm a huge fan of participating in large bowls of cereal. When I say large bowls of cereal, I mean large bowls of cereal, y'all. I love me my cereal. Goes back to my youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, I think where everyone's love of cereal comes from.
Yeah.
Those great days where you're reading at the table, your dad's reading the newspaper, you're reading the back of the cereal box.
They used to have games on the back.
But
oh, wow.
Sorry. Terrible dig right there. Had to do it because I wouldn't be anything less. But Cocoa Pebbles is no longer in that top five category, and it hurt because it was there and it was a strong standpoint because I used to love the chocolate milk you get after the Cocoa Pebbles, which is a very vital part to any judging decision process of cereal, is what your milk status is left like afterwards.
Yes, yes, of course.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, great milk afterwards.
Oh,
it's like
horchata
in your right there.
It really is. Fantastic. It might be the best. It might be the best.
It probably is.
Milk.
I mean,
that and Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs is the one to go with now because, unfortunately, Cocoa Pebbles, because I like the pebble action. I do appreciate that kind of light crispiness in the cereal. Mm-hmm. Cocoa Puffs has that very hard crunch that can really ruin the top of your mouth when you go in for really big bowls like I do. So Cocoa Pebbles is always nice, but I think it's the milk I've been using. I guess the almond milk just really saturates that bad boy to none end, and they just get soggy to the point where it's just no longer that fun anymore. So
I'm curious, where was it Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Pebbles?
Cocoa Pebbles, yes.
Where were they in your rankings?
I mean, they started out, they used to be number one.
Hit us with the I Got Five.
Yeah,
mine's all right. You know what?
We're going to
do two I Got Fives back to back. The rare I Got Five back to back. All right, I didn't
realize this is what you guys did, so I'm glad. All right, yes, my five. Cocoa Pebbles used to be in the number one category. It did. It used to have a very special place in my life because it was something that was very special. We didn't get that type of cereal usually. Mm-hmm. That's a very sugary cereal. My mom usually strayed away from it. The most we ever went down the path was like Frosted Mini Wheat, Cinnamon Toast Crunch style, which still solid choices. So my top five are Cinnamon Toast Crunch is in there, no doubt.
Yeah.
Easy one to have.
Yep.
I'm a weird one. I'm throwing you guys for a weird loop right now. Wheat Chex.
Oh.
I know. What are you talking about? That's something else. No, Wheat Chex? If it's, I hope to God it's healthy because I love Wheat Chex. Oh, man, I can eat a whole box of Wheat Chex very easily.
Okay.
But yes, obviously, Cocoa Pebbles no longer in there. Trix. Loving my Trix. Old school Trix, though, in particular. The way then they, like I said, we talked about it, they changed it up. No longer as good anymore. Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know, probably you've ever heard this one, O's.
O's are solid.
I love me my O's.
O's are solid. That brings me back.
Yeah, they also have a very good leftover milk status.
Yeah, they do. That's
great, great leftover milk status. And my final one, Captain Crunch mixed berries.
Yes,
okay.
My man.
You're
okay.
Good.
I'm with you.
That's a good one.
Captain Crunch, fantastic. I think the whole Captain Crunch line, they're all great. Yeah. They really are. I just recently had peanut butter crunch, hadn't had it in a long time, brought me back.
Was that a good
one? It honestly makes Reese's Puffs look like they really need to rethink their plan. Because Reese's Puffs compared to peanut butter crunch, I feel peanut butter crunch wins. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm a recent converter over to Reese's Puffs. I'd never had them before, and Steph got them for me. It was the first time I've had them, and big, big fan.
I will say it's been a long time since I've had them, so, you know, it's weird.
I recently had to kick one out of my top five, too.
What was that?
Golden Grahams.
Oh.
Never was a huge Golden Grahams fan.
Yeah, see, was when I was a kid, I had it recently. I just got one of the little mini ones, it just gets kind of old after a while.
So what cereal took over
the Trix category because I'm usually more of the Trix came into the spot.
Okay.
Right now. It was the one I was always teetering because of that, but they still produce a solid product.
They're like a number six, number seven, and they jumped in.
One cereal that for some reason has been a phony at the top of the charts, many people's list, and I don't understand why, it is a terrible cereal. Lucky Charms. That is straight garbage.
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Like those marshmallows are weird to begin with.
They're weird.
And then you're left over with just like, it's the basic, most.
And when you bite the marshmallow, the texture, it's almost like biting chalk.
It's not
good.
Because you got to have them soaked up, and then they get too soggy. It's like a perfect situation where it's okay, but
like
it
you have 30 seconds to eat all
it's
of
not,
it.
It's
hold
not
on,
enough.
And I will say there is a very fine line with all cereals to give them enough time to soak, but not enough time to get soggy.
Exactly.
There is
a
very fine line.
They have to be
wet. They have to be wet. Yeah, I don't do dry cereal that's sitting on top of the milk. I put it in there. I mix it up.
Yeah.
Do you go milk then cereal, or do you go cereal then milk?
Are animals.
Cereal then milk. Okay. I want to make sure.
Agreed. Yeah. I think you're a psychopath.
You don't know what you're. I don't know how much milk I'm going to need.
Right.
I'm going to judge my milk based on the amount of cereal in that bowl.
Exactly.
And so you do almond milk with your milk.
Yes, I do.
As do I. Brad, what's your milk of choice?
Whole or 2%.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay.
I mean, I might be switching over to almond milk. milk soon, though.
I just think almond milk tastes better.
It really. I used to be a very
strong, especially the vanilla one.
I had a very stiff arm towards it and didn't like it at all. But I've
really?
Come to,
I've actually started to taste it.
I've been on to the train and I'm fully on board right now.
The vanilla non-sugar one.
Yes, the unsweetened one.
Yes, yeah. Delicious.
Choo choo, baby. Let's go. I'm
delicious.
At the station with it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But cereal.
That's my favorite thing. Costco's done a lot of good in my life, and one of the great things it's done has given me 6 packs of almond milk that I don't have to put in the freezer or in the fridge mm-hmm. until I open them.
Oh. It is very nice. Like I said, lasting quality of almond milk. Very nice, too.
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah,
I will say,
it lasts for months, dude.
On the almond milk, as much as I like it with my cereal, still not a fan of just drinking it straight. Because I was a big, before my whole lactose intolerance came in, love my milk. Straight up, just drinking a glass of milk.
Yes.
I love me some milk.
I drink a gallon within like a 2 week period.
Okay,
it's so great.
Yeah, it's.
Do you drink it over ice or no?
That's weird. Like, why are you
Cassidy drinks it over ice all the time, and I call her a psychopath.
But also, underrated note, strawberry Nesquik milk. Oh my gosh. Oh, what? Please and thank you. That, oof. I mean, cookies and milk, it's a reason why it's a classic combination. You give me strawberry milk with my cookies.
Mm. Oh.
Yes.
Strawberry milk over. Can I do my impromptu?
Yeah, please. I've been taking over this.
No, you're fine. I'm going to agree with you on two of them for sure. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, absolute classic. Cap'n Crunch Mixed Berries, absolute classic. Then I'm going to throw it back to Cookie Crisp.
You like cook? Wow. Okay. Yeah. I recently got it.
I haven't had it in a while.
I will say, try it again, man. It does not hold up.
Really?
It's legitimately just like having cookies in milk, and it just doesn't. It's not cereal.
Really?
It's weird. I'm telling you.
I haven't had it since I was a kid.
I used to have Cookie Crisp as like a. I remember those commercials, man.
Yeah.
Those were the greatest commercials ever. I wanted it so bad.
Those and the Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puff. What? I don't remember that one, but I remember the Cookie Crisp.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, so Cookie Crisp. Interesting. I would say try it again, though.
Okay.
Because I would
say...
Okay,
so that's going to be teetering. Cookie Crisp is in there until further notice.
But again, your top, your list, not mine, but
it's
I would
on probation.
Say try it again.
No, I think I'm going to try it tonight. I think we should do this.
Might as well.
Where we all, we try some new cereals. So I got Cookie Crisp, Reese's Puffs recently slid into my top 5, knocking out Golden Grahams. Hey, man, it's really tough. Do I go Cocoa Puffs here?
Cocoa Puffs are great. Don't get me wrong. They're in there. Yeah.
What is a delightful little treat, but only one bowl? This is not a double bowler. Cinnamon Apple Jacks.
Huh.
Apple Jacks, no doubt.
That's
I'm also, like I prefer Apple Jacks over Fruit Loops. I'm not a big Fruit Loop guy.
I'm not a big Fruit Loop guy.
Right. There's something with the Fruit Loops are just... Well, I prefer the Trix Fruity versus the Fruit
Loops. Since it was uncovered that all the Fruit Loops are the same flavor, that really made it lose its gusto.
I was never in on it to begin with, so I'm glad you're finally seeing it.
I wasn't a huge Fruit Loop
but
guy.
Like everyone is on the Fruit Loop train, I feel. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So did you get yours all out?
Yeah.
Okay,
I got
all right.
Yeah.
Brad.
All right. So
you've had a lot of time to think about
it. That kind
of
hurts, but I get it. I understand it. It's more nostalgia for me. So Fruit Loops is in my top 5.
Okay.
I used to go to my grandma's house. Every day after school, give myself a nice bowl of Fruit Loops. It was great.
I think, honestly, with me, Fruit Loops, better without milk. Fruit Loops is good dry.
That might be a good cereal.
I've never actually tried that. Out of the bag, hand in the box.
You know the best thing about having like a little niece or nephew? You know this. You can steal their food all the time.
Yeah.
And you can eat kids' food.
They used
and, like,
to hate me when I stay down there. Yeah,
yeah, I don't care.
Derek eats everything. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm a growing boy. Uncle Ro, you're 35 years old. Like, yeah, I'm still growing. Go ahead.
Frosted mini wheats.
Okay.
Those are a good one. I love those.
Another good one without
especially
milk.
When there's like a whole bunch of like those extra frosted mini wheats.
Yeah.
Oh, love
you
those.
Like the extra frosted ones?
Well,
I like mine just the perfect amount. It's
well,
got
I do
to be
too,
but it's
like,
covered
when
in
there's
it.
Like one or two in there, it's like that extra nice little frosting.
It's
there.
Like finding the salty chip in a Chipotle bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. But I will say, I got to let that one soak for a little bit because I got to let it like kind of soften.
Oh, no. I like when I find it, I dump it. I flip it upside down and let that thing soak from that side.
Okay, that's
I don't
that's
let the frosted or the non-frosted side soak. I let the frosted side soak.
Okay.
And so it's an even keel at the end of it all.
Okay.
It's great.
I like your technique.
So I have two. I've got Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's always a great one.
I mean,
CTC. Absolute classic. Made up on top 5. I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys had the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros edition?
No.
I have not. Seemed it scared away by it a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. It seems a little too aggressive for me.
I think
me.
I might...
We might have to try it out.
We might have to try it. All right.
And then Frosted Flakes is another one. I used to eat that all the time.
Classic.
It's another classic.
That's near my top 5, too.
I'm going to go... It's not. It's in and out of my top five. It's a holiday version. It's Count Chocula. I only like having it during October, okay. But you know what? During that time, it's in my top five.
I do miss specialty cereals.
Yep.
Do you guys ever remember Rice Krispie Treat cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
That was delicious. I used to always love hearing it pop. It was great.
That was delicious. It was just it was basically like eating a bowl of sugar.
You also had the sogginess at the end of it all, but you didn't mind it. At least I didn't.
No, I loved it.
Are you guys Kix fans? I'm a big Kix fan.
I honestly have not had Kix yet.
Really? You've never had Kix before?
No.
Kid tested, mom approved, dog.
I know, but I've never had it.
How do you do? Do you sprinkle some sugar in your Kix?
I don't. The only thing I ever put sugar in was just my regular basic Cheerios, because that was obviously needed sugar in there.
I think I should have put Honey Nut Cheerios in my top five.
Did you guys ever put honey in your Honey Nut Cheerios to add a little bit of
honey? No.
I enjoyed that. It was good.
Also, another really good one, too, Honeycomb.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even. I totally forgot about that.
I haven't thought about honeycomb.
That one always reminds me of my grandma, because my grandma loved honeycomb, so she always had a box of honeycomb at her.
Man, I used to love going to my grandparents' house as a kid, because with my mom, we didn't have a ton of money, and she didn't want to spoil me, but my grandparents had no problem spoiling me, so I could only really have one cereal at a time, maybe two. But it came up to grandma and grandpa's up here, and
you had as much as you wanted.
Yeah, I had a cupboard full of just. Kid cereal. It was great.
My grandma's house had the ultimate lore. Cable television.
Yeah, same with my grandparents.
We didn't have cable. We had the basic just antenna in our house.
Yeah,
same. 2 through 13, nothing else on, really. Obviously, KCET. You can't forget 28. Mm-hmm. Love that. But yeah, cable television, man.
When I got USA Network and I got to watch G.I. Joes and I got to watch Nicktoons and then got to finish my evening off with SportsCenter, this is when I'm 5, 6 years old.
See, I never knew about SportsCenter until later on in my life, because I had three older sisters who obviously controlled the remote, and SportsCenter never came on. I legit would grow up watching Dr. Phil and Oprah. That's what we would watch when we go. They would grab the remote and
explain so
ruin
much.
It.
You know what we should do? We were watching the other day on SportsCenter. They were just running their old SportsCenter commercials, and I really think
those
we need to do the top five.
Those are some
at
really
some
good,
point. Yeah. Because they're, the writing is genius. There's so many. Just classic ones. One of my favorites is the LeBron James one.
The chair.
He's have you seen my chair? And Scott Van Pelt. Is it Scott Van
Pelt? Yeah,
Scott
Van
Pelt. And he's nope. No. Haven't seen it. It's just LeBron's okay. And he's sitting in the throne.
That commercial really reminds me of my job I had with Bank of America. We were in an office place environment there, mind you. And there was a huge scandal that happened there revolving a chair being stolen. Now, mind you, these chairs that we had were fantastic. Yeah. They were ergonomic masterpieces. They made your ass feel like you're sitting on a cloud. And when you're in a desk where you're sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours a day, you need the best chair possible. And the lumbar support, bar none, one of the best. And me and my...
I see what you did there with the lumbar, bar none. I like that. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So me and the guy that I shared the desk with, we both had one. We had the chair. We both actually had one, but we got rid of one of ours just so we share the same chair and blah, blah, blah. Either way, somehow something happened where we couldn't find our chair. Somebody took it. So we found another chair that somebody else's name was on it. Took it and was able to take out the name that was in Sharpie and put the other guy's name on
there.
What
an elaborate ruse.
It was fantastic. He was able to, I'm pretty sure it's if you put whiteout or highlight or something, there's something that he was able to do where he was able to take out the Sharpie and put his own name on it. And then this whole thing happened where the guy's like, where's my chair? Where's my chair? Company-wide email got sent out across the entire floor saying,
it's a big deal.
Where's this chair at right now? Please turn it in. Severe repercussions, blah, 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 blah. And me and my boy were I'm emailing him. I check my emails every day. I'm like, dude, man, what's going on right now? And so we're chatting back and forth. And luckily, it worked out because we had our Sharpie named on ours. So it looked like he was like, no, it could never happen right there. Still, hilarious scandal revolving chairs, because they're vital pieces of ass support. Yeah. I'm telling you, you need them.
They really are.
Yeah, chairs. The chairs are in right now.
They're a big asset.
Shout out. Yeah. Nice.
Surprised you didn't use that.
Shout
one.
Out to the underdogs and whoever invented the chair. We appreciate y'all. How were we sitting comfortably without you? Thank you.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You wonder the whole adaptation of chairs. They've come a long way.
They really have.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Well, I appreciate that we've been able to keep the show light so far, and we're going to continue to keep it light at least for another minute or two, because of all the nonsense and just the craziness that's going on in the world right now. A couple funny things came from the protests and the riots, and I want to talk to you guys about these now and get your opinion. So we had John Jones, probably the greatest UFC fighter, pound for pound, all time, going around in Miami and taking spray paint cans from the youth.
That was awesome. I saw
that. Yeah, that was pretty cool and kind of hilarious because last dude I want running up on me is John Jones.
John Bones Jones, babe. No, I'm like, here
John
it is. Take
Bones
it away.
Jones.
I am like,
coming to no. tell you, like, no, you're not going to vandalize here. Like, nope, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So that was great. J.R. Smith got into a little bit of a kerfuffle. And I just wanted to ask you guys this. So basically on TMZ Sports, there's video has now come out of J.R. Smith kicking a guy and punching a guy who apparently was or allegedly was trying to break into his car. Now, have you guys, I know I have you guys fantasized about this exact scenario? I have with my bike a million times. Have someone, I'm walking outside and someone is trying to steal my bike. And the ass whooping, the unholy ass whooping, I would lay down on them. Because you and I are both bike victimizer, victims.
Victims, yeah, a bike theft.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct. You so you more so than I, but every time
stupidity lays a big claim in that.
Well, yeah, I mean, in part of it, one time like you basically got stripped.
Yeah.
I mean,
so one time it was just completely utterly my fault. Like it shouldn't have happened. But
yes,
there's been other times where it's obviously I've done all precautions you could do.
Yeah,
and they still get you, bastards.
Yeah. Right, have you guys? But have you guys had that fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Having someone stealing something of yours so you can
whoop
them.
Somebody breaking into the house because I have a Lord of the Rings mace that I want to use on them.
Okay.
I want to take like the medieval way on it. I've got bats and I've got other things.
Someone comes at me
say.
With the mace, that's otherworldly.
Oh,
that's,
say,
yeah, that's a good.
I got the bird shot to pepper you, dog, and then I got the slug to end you. So you do not want to be coming into my place. I am locked and loaded, baby.
Same. I'm on the same kind of boat. Like I definitely like to think about that scenario quite often to see, you know, what would I would do. Mm. My biggest fear is that it happening and me like unable to act because I'm like the sheer terror of like, how dare you?
Yeah,
you know, like
I can't believe
like,
you're breaking like, into my.
This is actually happening right now. Now's the time for me to shine, and I shy away from the spotlight. But yes, it definitely is. Like,
so you guys have felt that? Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't a psychopath.
Yeah, no.
The scene in Pulp Fiction where John Travolta is talking to his heroin dealer about the guy's keying his car. I don't know if you know this. I'm getting a little specific.
Yeah.
Always love that scene because of that moment. He's like, I wish I could see someone. It would be worse someone doing it if I could catch them doing it.
Yeah.
It would be.
I got to say, there's been multiple times where I've heard noises in my house and I've grabbed my mace hoping that somebody was in there and I could fulfill my fantasy at that point.
Are you? I mean, you nothing. Do. You don't live alone. So
no, I don't, and I'm protecting somebody at this point.
Yeah. So you're really going after.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, they aren't living after the end of it all. I'm just telling you right then.
I'm protecting something that's very near and dear to me too, and it is my Jordan collection.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm gonna say my life, but
yeah.
My penis.
Got to protect the little guy. He can't fend for himself.
Say, without me, it's nothing. Right?
Well, same with you as well.
Exactly. Without it, I am nothing. Actually, that's not true. I'm more than just my penis. I'm my brain, too. It's not very good.
Oh, man. This nonsense you're listening to.
I hope you're laughing.
I am. I'm having. This is the best.
Well, I mean, our listeners.
Oh yeah. Well, I am. So well, I'm laughing. I mean, there's a few people that are furious that we're not talking a little more seriously out there. I'm sure.
Just
and
give
I think
us a
we're
sec.
Gonna get to the serious stuff. I mean, I don't know, man. I've had the conversation. I had the conversation on air last night about what's going on in the world. And I'm sure we'll get to it. It's just I've been having anxiety and I'm tired. I'm just worn out by it. Mm-hmm. And I feel that we could all share our opinions, and I think it's an important conversation, and we did so on the pod already as well, too. But I just feel like laughter right now is kind of necessary.
And I agree. I completely agree.
We're going to try and keep it light for just a little bit longer, and maybe we'll get into the heavier stuff.
I'm just going to say, too, if you're looking for that, there's plenty of places around there that are having
literally
those
everywhere
else.
Yeah.
If you're looking for them, this is what we're trying to do for you right now. We're trying to offer y'all something else when you're scrolling through your feed that's not
That's yeah. Okay,
we're giving you.
What do you want? What do you want? Do you want pandemic talk? Do you want? Do you want to talk about the fact that we are in the greatest economic recession since the Great Depression, and over 40 million people in this country are out of jobs? Do you want to talk about how the cities across America are burning right now? Or would you rather talk top five cereals? Because honestly, top five cereals is where I'm at right now.
I mean, you've already seen our.
I'm learning a few things about my cereals right now. Apparently, I need to have Kix.
You really do. I'm telling you, Kix is it's a good classic.
We should have a cereal night.
Yeah,
cereal
I'm
off.
I'm always down for.
I mean, I wouldn't say a cereal off, just a cereal night, just bring experiment.
Everyone just bring three, their top three cereals or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Three
cereals, just do a little sample.
Yeah, a little sampler. A little cereal sample.
Yeah, I'm in.
A cereal sample.
Yeah, I'm in.
Super cereal, y'all. Super cereal.
Once again, we are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR.
Go ahead. You missed something on the protest that I thought was funny. The cheesecake.
Oh, the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I was going to say, like, that was the funniest one of them all, in my opinion.
Well, let's talk about it. What other stuff did you guys see that was actually in the midst of all this chaos? If you haven't seen the video, in the midst of all this chaos, there's a gentleman walking through just... I don't even know what city it is.
It was the Cheesecake Factory, for sure.
Yeah, but I don't know what city it was.
There are in many cities, Brad.
I mean,
there's not just one Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
I just want to specify this is where it came from, because those cheesecakes
important
are
detail. I'm glad you shared it. Yeah. But for those of you who haven't seen the video, there is an individual just walking through, and all around this person is chaos, and they just have a whole thing of cheesecake in their hand.
Hey, man, I feel like that'd be me right there. I love me some cheesecake, especially Cheesecake Factory cheesecake.
I'm hoping it was red velvet, because that's worth stealing.
I'm more of the raspberry lemon one. The raspberry one for me, primo.
Red velvet is my primo.
On a side note, but talking about Cheesecake Factory, what the hell's up with Cheesecake Factory? Like, what is their idea? What is their direction other than cheesecakes?
Do we need menus, so many pages?
What am I doing?
Really, though. You know what? Give me a sec.
No.
Guys, stop.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The amount of pages on a Cheesecake Factory menu no sense. Oh. Not only do you have a menu for all your foods, but then you have unnecessary words of pages of nonsense that don't correlate to the menu.
What's the ad space cost on one of those menus? Like, what are you charging people for? Hey, you want to be in our Cheesecake Factory menu?
Don't you love it like a Chili's when they have a whole page just dedicated to their specialty margarita? Like, I don't need a whole page to this. Less pages. And hey, Cheesecake Factory, you make cheesecakes. That's your specialty. Why don't you just specialize in a couple great dishes? I don't need everything from Asian fusion to burgers in my menu. You know what I'm saying?
Because it really is. It's aggressive. It's too aggressive.
It's too much.
Yeah.
And then there's so many things. You order one thing, and then, of course, the table next to you orders something that you didn't even see because it's on page 68 of the damn menu. And now you're like, I want that instead of the stupid thing I ordered.
No. You know, just keep it simple. If you're going to be fancy, you know what? Go seafood, steak. That's it.
Their shrimp is fire.
And
no matter what dish you get it on, their shrimp is fire.
Oh.
If you get their shrimp Alfredo, you get their Asian little shrimp, whatever it is, all of it, excellent. And the Cheesecake Factory in Union Square, a block away from my mom's hotel, where you can oversee all of Union Square and be rooftop dining, primo.
I mean, rooftop dining, I don't need Cheesecake Factory for that, but rooftop dining, primo, no matter what. Like, it could be a dump up there, and I'm on the top of a rooftop. I mean, I prefer a barbecue pit up there. I think that would be dope. I want a rooftop barbecuing.
Yeah,
there.
I was
that's dreams right
I was
there.
At a bar in Seattle overlooking the public market. Beautiful view at night from that rooftop. It was great.
Yeah,
sounds great. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome, by the way.
That was very helpful.
Yeah.
Derek, you got some news for the people today?
I really don't, y'all.
Okay,
sorry.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that's fine. Here, I got some news. Things out in the world, not great. I don't know if you've heard, but there's this global pandemic that's going on. There's been some protests, some peaceful, some not so peaceful. I don't know if you heard this guy, George Floyd, was killed by the Minneapolis police last week. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Tell me more.
That's the news.
Do you want a Florida man on today's
date?
Yeah, let's go for it.
100%.
Well, okay. Well, this is going to be an awkward one. Florida man accidentally shoots woman to death during foreplay, officials say.
There we go. Nice. I want to know what type of foreplay this is.
This man is facing manslaughter. Oh, this was back in 2019. Was facing manslaughter after deputies say he accidentally shot and killed a woman during active foreplay on Sunday. It sounds like they were messing around with a little handgun. And,
maybe like a little armed robber scene kind of deal.
That's what it's looking like. They were involving in some foreplay involving the handgun, and it went off.
Interesting.
It was unfortunate.
Someone tried to grab the pistol.
Do you have anything funny that's not like depressing and someone dying? Because
I mean, that doesn't lighten your mood at all. No. Okay, I feel
okay.
No.
No, yeah, sorry. I'll allow it. I'll allow it to make.
I mean,
me feel
in
a little
if
better.
I saw that news story today, I for sure
you know what?
Would have.
Here we go. Florida man arrested after pelting girlfriend with McDonald's sweet and sour packets.
How dare you?
I'm going with that.
Waste,
you know what? Why would you sour wait? Sweet
this
and
guy
sour.
Definitely
also,
looks like he would pelt his
sweet
girlfriend.
Sweet and
with.
Sour, underrated fry sauce.
Oh, yeah. I think, honestly, probably one of the best sauces, dipping sauces, bar none, any fast food.
All right, we're doing
I got to say,
give me the I got five again.
Give me
I take it back. Okay. All
the reason
sauces.
Why he threw it, because she brought the wrong food from McDonald's.
Well, what did she... You got sweet and sour sauce. How could you go wrong, man? Yeah, if I didn't get sweet and sour sauce, then I would have thrown those packets at them.
It doesn't say what she brought home, but she brought home the wrong stuff. He got mad, threw the sweet and sour sauce.
It sounds like that's probably the first time they've had any incidents.
Yeah,
I was going to
say, this is the first
violence.
Fight for sure.
All right, okay, there we go. Yeah, thank you. All right. Top five favorite sauces.
Dipping sauces!
Dipping sauces from restaurants. I know Derek's and I are going to definitely cross over because I know let's just get it out of the way. Chick-fil-A sauce is going to be on both
in there,
of
ours. Yeah. Polynesian sauce is in there as well.
Polynesian sauce, okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably where it probably stops. I think those two are probably our two
fair.
In there. So we got three more. We got
Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty good.
We said that already.
Yeah, we said that.
Oh, okay.
That's
I didn't hear the Chick-fil-A.
So you got Chick-fil-A, you got Polynesian. Okay. Now go ahead.
I'm going to do avocado ranch from Chili's.
Oh, good call. Dude. Yeah, that's good. That's
with
solid.
That Southwestern egg roll,
yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Damn, Chili sounds good right now.
I don't know why, but it does.
Their sampler, so bomb.
Dude, I'm just saying, I could eat those Southwestern egg rolls. I got a meals of those.
Oh, yeah, the Southwestern egg rolls are dank.
Obviously, I'm obviously going to coincide on sweet and sour sauce, McDonald's. No. That's coming in there. That was naturally where we started off. And then, so I got my last one. It's going to be... tough one.
We can come back. Yeah, we can come back for that last one.
The sweet and sour sauce at Jack in the Box. For their egg rolls?
Yeah, okay. Bomb.
Works.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to start there. Jack in the Box, their buttermilk ranch.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It goes so well with everything. I even dip my egg rolls in there sometimes, like a psychopath.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
Egg rolls and ranch. It is a little weird.
It is weird, but it works.
I guess,
you're
not dying from it.
Yeah. Of course, Chick-fil-A sauce. Of course, Polynesian sauce. You know what's really creeping to the forefront lately? Bella's honey mustard.
That honey mustard.
The honey mustard from Bella's.
I should have just put that in there. That or a Sun Devil, too. Boom, that's great as well.
I've never had
The Sun Devil sauce. Yeah. And I'm really in a toss-up because McDonald's barbecue sauce with the nuggets is a bit special. However... my work, Banshee's Ranch, I will put up with anyone's ranch in the history of ranch. And all it is Hidden Valley. I don't know what the ratios are back there that they're doing, but they're doing something right because that ranch, I will put on just about anything. So Banshee's Ranch as well.
So two forms of ranch on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Double down on the ranch, you know.
And to let you guys know, yes, he is black.
Correct. If you couldn't tell.
Now you can tell.
Also,
two ranch dipping sauce.
I'm pretty sure I put six things in there, so that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's your I got five?
So Chick-fil-A sauce, the Polynesian sauce, I mean, of course. But I'm also going to add the honey mustard sauce from Chick-fil-A. I love that one. I love honey mustard.
Yeah.
Period. I have not had Bella's yet. Apparently, I need to try it.
It's good. It's something we buy it ourselves. I could probably buy that bottle someplace. But
well, I mean, like Bella's. But when I go in and try it, Bella's, and have that. Yeah. It's not around anymore. But Szechuan sauce from McDonald's back in the day.
Ooh, you know what? Szechuan sauce on almost
Szechuan
sauce. I never had it. Never tried it.
I've had it once.
I never got.
Well, you can get it from like any store and like
McDonald's version.
No, it's different, but it's similar.
I mean, all you got to do to make that McDonald's version is add sugar.
Yeah, pretty much.
For anything you want to do for McDonald's, just add sugar.
And corn syrup.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. And then my last one has to, I mean, You know, that sweet and sour, for sure, for McDonald's as well. That one's my last one.
Okay. That's a good one. Right there. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into foot and mouth in a minute, but I want to talk about some things that are pretty good because the world hasn't been lately. So if you could hit me with that. Yep. Thank you,
sir. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
This past weekend, I won a pair of Jordans, and that was pretty good.
You won a pair of Jordans?
I won a pair of Jordans, yeah. So it's really cool because I activated my Finish Line account because I was like, I need to get some athletic shoes, da-da-da-da. All my shoes are getting kind of worn out that I, like, you know, hike in and run in or whatever. And anticipating the gym's opening at some point, me being able to play basketball again, I want to get some new basketball shoes because I converted my old ones to my now hiking shoes. So I went on to make an order or to find some shoes, and it turns out that I have my account from when I was in high school working at Foot Locker, and which works for Finish Line, Champs, and Foot Locker. Huh. And turns out I have like 48,000 points, which translates to a bunch of free like entries to things, and it's a lot of points. Like $100, I think, is 1,000 points or something like that. So it's like 10 points a dollar. So anyway, I entered and got some free shoes. And one of them, I got to pick them up on Saturday.
I was going to say, man, nice. There's a lot of people out there getting free shoes right now, too. So I'm glad you're one of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
There's a big giveaway going down in all the big cities right now.
Yeah. That would, right. Yes, sir.
I got one.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
I love that. Oh, gosh. Yeah, so my buddy Adam is on my podcast, knows that I'm a huge baseball fan, and he knows that I'm missing out on a lot of baseball. So he texted me on, I want to say Saturday or Friday, and he's like, hey, what games do you have in your PlayStation 4? MLB The Show was not on it. He's like, I'm going to buy you it because I know you're missing out. And that felt pretty good.
Okay. That's your friend right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's
quality.
That's a great friend.
It's a great, honestly.
Yeah, wow.
Adam, the
don't
beer.
Don't quite have many friends like that.
Well,
digs at both of you right now. I win.
Well, I mean, if we're nice to you, then you kind of poop
would you
on
play
us.
MLB the game?
No,
the show?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you already have FIFA. So I can't get you
played
FIFA.
That, honestly. I honestly already have the PS4.
See, so we can't do that.
We're not going to get you.
Yeah, it's a good idea not to.
Yeah.
Because I only want to play with people. That's the thing. If I'm playing with somebody, it gets me into the game. If I'm playing by myself, like, it's very lackluster.
That's very true. You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's
and I get my ass wrung online all the time, and I'm just getting tired of it. So, you know.
Do you got one?
Yeah, I do.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
This was a shout-out to my sister, our foreign correspondent, Erin Nisimaki. She's pretty good. Now, I unfortunately wasn't the beneficiary of said gifts, but she's pretty good.
She's dope.
Pretty good.
What she did for her husband?
Her husband recently had his 40th birthday. Shouts to my brother-in-law. She got him a round of golf at Torrey Pines.
Yep.
Oh.
Now, in our recent love affair with golf, there's one thing I know. Tiger's not back. And two, there's another thing I know. Torrey Pines is a badass place to play some golf.
Yeah.
One of the highlights. That, Pebble Beach, there's some names out there in terms of great places to play. It's in up there echelons of the Augustas of the world. Not quite Augustas. Augustas is its own level. But.
Yeah. St. Andrews.
St. Andrews is up there as well. Augusta, Pebble Beach. There's a couple of them. But Torrey Pines is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she got him a round of golf there. And I got to say, he's pretty lucky. Because she's pretty good. So, shouts to you, Erin, for being a pretty good wife. I certainly, you know, I'm not saying get me that. I don't deserve that. That's way too much. He deserves it. 40th birthday. Big
40th birthday. That's a big one.
If Nate wants to take me with him, if you maybe a plus one in there, I will gladly hop on that train. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll make it. You know, I'll find any way through hell or high water. I'll be there. If you need, I'm not forcing it. Don't have to. No, if you got somebody else, he's probably going to play with his buddy, John. He's one of his best friends.
Remember, there's two others that he can bring.
He can bring two?
Foursome.
Did he get, was it a foursome? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, if he wants to bring others, a foursome is a possibility.
That is true. Yeah, he could. So I would have to pay for that, though, I'm guessing. I would rather not pay for it if possible. So, Yes, so pretty good. There we go. All right. Torrey Pines, have a good time, man. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah. That is pretty good. Okay, I was going to do... I don't want to do another I Got Five because, like, we've already done two of them that were impromptu. But I do want to talk about the fact that J.R. Smith beat up someone who was trying to break into his car. I think we forget how big these guys are, right? Because they're not football players, so we don't think of them like that. But J.R. Smith is, what, 6'7", 230, 240?
I would say he's more like 6'5", I feel. Okay. 6'7" is a bit of much.
But that's 6'5".
I'm 6'5" is a lot. I'm not trying to say like...
Let's split the difference. He's 6'6".
Okay. He's 6'6".
All right, there you go.
Still would be the tallest of my friends.
No doubt.
You know, that's 2 inches taller than Sean.
Yeah, and he's built.
And built, yeah.
He's built. He's an athlete. And yeah, they're big. And that video, he crushes that dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He murked him.
And he wasn't even going that hard on
him. No.
If he was really going all out rage, it would have been over.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking.
I'm watching the video. He went ham. He was.
I mean, he does the Cardinal sin, man. He's kicking a guy when he's down. You know.
Well, he got up and dropped him.
Yeah. All right. Well,
good for him.
Well, anyway, I wanted to do a Friday foursome on Monday. Basketball bullies. So our all alley team basically. Dudes you would not want to run into in a back alley. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, someone want to start? I'm happy to. If you guys aren't ready, it's up to you.
I mean.
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
Number one, Matt Barnes.
Fair.
Matt Barnes is about it. He is a stay ready all-star. And if you don't know what that means, it means if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready because you already. Boom. Let that sink in. Number two, Z-Bo, Zach Randolph. Once beat a man with a pool stick, allegedly. Got caught selling an ounce in Sacramento or outside of Sacramento. Was he selling it for like $500? Because I really want to know, like, what was this weed dipped in platinum and diamonds or what?
I was saying an ounce of weed for $500?
I think that's what it was. Maybe you could look it up for us. Z-Bo got arrested some time ago. We'll find
he was it. Selling or he bought it? He was selling
I
it.
Believe he was selling. Selling it. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right.
It's
already pre-smoked by Z-Bo. That's why it's worth so much money.
You know, this dude's out of Queensbridge, so I got to go with the Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
Dangerous That's man fair. Right there.
Yeah, it was between him and Stack Jack, but I'm going to go Meta World Peace just because I've seen him and met him in person, and he is built like a brick. All right, so that's my foursome.
All right.
Matt Barnes, Z-Bo, Meta World Peace. Beat that.
I'm going to give you the most hated, at least two of the most hated. Christian Laettner, big boy from Duke and really didn't have anything in professionals.
I don't see myself being scared of Christian Laettner.
I feel like you're not missing the...
Well, I'm saying he's hated.
Well, not saying
that's
hated.
That's not what we're doing, like you're Brad. Why don't you pay attention to the show here?
People you don't want to run into in a back alley.
Yeah.
Someone that's going to beat you up.
You're stumbling out of a club.
If Christian Laettner beats
bar,
me up, I deserve to get beat up at that point in time.
Yeah,
I'll
if Christian Laettner can take me at this stage in
his
life.
You know what? All right, let me restart this. Rasheed Wallace.
That's good.
Is that a good start? Is that a better start?
That's much better.
You know what? All right.
In general, black guys is going to help you out with a few exceptions.
All right. Also, I'm going to go with another Wallace on the same team.
Yep.
Ben Wallace. I would not want to see him.
Ben Wallace curled 400 pounds at one point. So,
No.
Yeah, look it up. I'll look it up for you.
Gosh. Yeah. All right. And last but not least, I'm going to go with Dennis Rodman. He's not big. But he's not like bulky big. He's tall, but he's not bulky big. But he's crazy. I would not want to meet crazy out in the streets.
Yeah,
crazy's unpredictable.
No doubt. For me, Birdman. Dude creeps me out a little bit. Don't want to go. Yeah, I would. I would avoid him.
The same crazy factor. Yeah.
Anyone that's usually got tattoos everywhere. I'm nothing against them, but it's like seeing that type of guy that big. Yeah. Birdman, scared of him.
What's also the hairstyle as well?
It's got like now, the one line mohawk.
Also, didn't homeboy get some like pedophile charges against him or something?
That wouldn't shock me.
He did, but they were dropped.
They were dropped? Okay. All right. So probably not then. Okay. I mean, you guys kind of took a lot of them because Metal World Peace was on there because he's that dude is a monster. Did you ever find anything on that Zach Randolph thing? So I can't.
It doesn't say the price.
No,
okay. It just says like he was part of that whole marijuana thing.
Okay. Yeah, did
I'm,
we
I'm,
do?
I'm giving you a few.
Yeah, I'm looking at your list right now. I guess they're all.
I'll give you one. Can I throw you one?
Yeah, lob it up.
Tony Allen?
Oh, yes, Tony Allen.
I wouldn't want to mess with Tony Allen.
Oh, here's another one, too. Russell Westbrook.
Oh, that's
Russell
a good
Westbrook,
one.
For sure.
That's a good one.
Because not only that, the dude is just like, he's got an authoritative presence about him. When he's about, you know, he has this certain thing.
Well, I feel
like
he flips like that.
Yeah, he's a switch.
I'm sorry, I undersold it. Ben Wallace at his peak could curl 460 pounds.
That is ridiculous.
How dare you undersell him?
That's 60 pounds, man. That's a lot. I can't even curl 60 pounds. I can't curl 60 pounds.
I could curl 60 pound weight. I could go up to about 65.
Oh, okay.
But it's, it's been a while since I've done it.
You probably can't right now.
Probably can't. Okay. I haven't been in a gym in quite some time.
Hey, man, there's other ways to get strong.
Yeah,
I've just been doing pull-ups.
You could one
that's
way to get
not,
your...
That's not what he was mentioning.
I know what he was trying to do, Brad, and I steered us off of it, okay? We haven't had one reference so far in this show.
You don't want to get one arm really strong.
God.
Well, I mean, you have to, like, go both sides at that point. Make sure it's even.
It's called flipping pancakes.
Do you have a foot and mouth for us?
Yeah.
Alright.
And now, it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That is right, Joe. Time for a little foot and mouth. Because football is back. Full force isn't. Not yet. Almost there. We're happening. A lot happening. La Liga coming back. Premier League coming back. Liverpool finally have a chance to clinch that title.
Yes, sir.
So desperately want.
Yes, sir.
The Bundesliga has been in full effect for the past couple of weeks. Dortmund is doing what they do best, other than except when it comes to Bayern Munich, when no one can score any goals in that 3.5 goal. Claim I made went out the window and I looked like a fool. But once again, they redeemed themselves. Dortmund does 6-1 against Paderborn. Jordan Sancho, the star of the show, getting himself a hat trick. Tributes galore throughout all the soccer kingdom in regards to George Floyd and the murder that happened in Minneapolis. Jordan Sancho in particular, himself and another one of his teammates, both had shirts underneath it. There was kneeling in Anfield. Tributes, like I said, everywhere in regards to the happenings in the United States of America right now. Unfortunately, the news that's happening, we're making headlines with. But the sporting world continues on. Like I said, La Liga is coming back. We've got Premier League coming back. We've got, I want to say La Liga is coming back next week. This coming weekend, Serie A is going to be returning June 20th, La Liga the 11th, and Premier League the 17th. So, just around the corner, y'all. I wonder, it's going to be interesting to see how this offseason is going to be treated. Obviously, they're probably just going to finish out the season, have maybe a couple breaks, no real and just start up again. But again, this is feeling good. It's nice to see these games happening, as we said last week. Still a little eerie with the empty crowds. It's weird with the sound, the crowd noise that they're pumping into the stadiums. A little odd. I wish they would just enjoy the silence, bask in it right now. We don't get it very often. We're not going to have it for very long, I don't assume. So why not? Just go with it. And so they pump in this fake sound that is completely forced. And it's not right. It's not right. Just, I don't know. It's weird. They're not timing it properly. So, foot and mouth, y'all. Get ready. Your footballing desires are just around the corner.
Wonder if no word on the Champions League yet. At least I haven't seen anything. I don't know if you have in terms of if they're going to be coming back.
No,
at all.
I haven't heard anything yet.
At this point in time, though, Liverpool finally is going to be taking home that title. So rightfully deserved. Quite a season they've been having. And for Liverpool fans, too, returning back home to them. It's been quite some time without it. Gerrard never got it done. Sorry, y'all. Well, it's going to be happening now, so I don't know why. You got Jurgen Klopp. The Kloppmeister. Salah! Doing what he does best.
Salah.
Football's back, y'all. That's all I can say.
It's back.
Yes.
Love it. All right.
That's foot and mouth, y'all.
Also, I'm going to actually add on to that. Football's coming back to America in the form of Women's National Soccer League. They're going to be coming back. They just did their draw today, and their nine teams are going to play a preliminary round. Each team is going to be playing four games. Top eight go into a quarterfinals and go from there. And that starts June 27th.
Is it going to be televised?
It will be televised on CBS.
Very nice.
So look where you can find that. It's either going to be online on CBS HQ or on CBSSports.com. So check that out. It's another sporting avenue, and it'll be the first sport opening up in America. Well, North America. South America, you already had the Costa Rican League open up there.
I guess that is true. Yeah.
The Costa Rican League was the first in the Americas.
Well, Costa Rica is in North America. You know that. But secondly, Central America.
I was going to say they're in Central. Okay. Are they considered North? Okay. I would consider them Central, but if they're...
But they're not in South America. Like,
I know they're not, but I know they're in Central, but I just didn't think of them as in Northern. I think Mexico, United States, Canada.
Well, technically, yeah, exactly.
Those three are my Northern Americans, and then everything else is South or Central, and then Brazil under is...
I like how we took the name of our continent, like... We're Americans, but Mexicans, you're not Americans. You might be on Earth, but you're not Americans. You know, Canada, you're not Americans.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
we're Americans.
I get why we're the United States of America, but I don't get why it's North and South America. I don't get that part. But
I mean, I would say it's because of a man named Amerigo Vespucci, but you know.
Well, he discovered America, right?
He's the one that realized
that Columbus was wrong. He was an idiot. Okay.
Is Des Bryant trying to play for the Cowboys again?
I'm probably not. I would imagine not. Why is he? Did he deny?
He's meeting with them today and doing drills and workouts with Zeke.
Oh, I mean, he still is on the team.
Is he really?
When did he get signed?
He's been trying out for the team.
No. He has a contract right now for this year. This is his last year on the contract.
What are you talking about?
He has a contract for this year. He's trying to get a contract extended.
He just got signed this offseason?
No. He's been signed. He hasn't been playing.
Yeah. He was on Seattle.
Yeah.
And then he tore his Achilles.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking something else. Never mind. I'm thinking Dak for some reason. Just don't mind me. We have 2 minutes left. It's okay, guys.
Oh, my God.
Game minute 30, actually.
There's literally the guy who's supposed to be in charge of stats. Oh, I derailed us so bad.
Wow.
I was thinking Dak Prescott, not Dez Bryant. Wouldn't shock me, though, if he does get signed.
Yeah, keeping it moving.
Do you have any grinds my gears so we get out on a light note?
Always.
All right, line them up.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that eat their snacks before the movie starts in a movie theater.
I'm with you.
You know what? You get the snacks for the movie. I want the action of watching a movie and having my snacks with it. And if you eat all the popcorn, all the snacks before the movie's even started, you defeated the whole purpose right now.
I would disagree, because if you get the large popcorn from Cinemark's, you eat the popcorn because you get a free one. You eat the popcorn before the movie, then you go out and get the second one.
That's why you get the other box and just dump it out. But I'm just simply saying, you better have enough food to last you the movie. People that just, like, I've had it many times.
No, fair.
Where people will open up their bag of candy and start going at it. And next thing you know, it's gone by the time the credits are starting. It's like, what are you doing? Buffoon. Time it out properly.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to be able to have the stuff last as long as possible throughout the movie, because that makes the movie as much as enjoyable as possible.
One quick funny observation. Can you play the Bomani Jones sound? Because I do think of all the craziness that went down, this is a sign of hope.
And I think that there was, like, a very particular violence and, like, sadism that was involved with it that has resonated with people in a much different way.